Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. Our first guest is Ashlyn Clark, who saw her team's season come to an end at ADM Thursday by the score of 3-0 in the regional semifinals. The Wildcats ended the season at 14 wins and 18 losses with a co-North Central Conference championship with Algona in Clark's first season as head coach. I caught up with Clark after the match for her thoughts on the loss and the season.
We didn't make a lot of mistakes going into that first set, and when we did more, I'd say, at the beginning, but then we cleaned it up quite a bit going into the end of that game. And, you know, they're a really great ball squad. They don't make very many mistakes, and if they do, it's usually unserved. So that's really tough to beat a team that is so organized and they're so disciplined, and they're just a great ball squad.
Second set, it's 14-10 ADM when you take that first time out there, and then ADM is able to open it back up. What do you think it was there at middle to end of second set where ADM was able to open it back up? What did you start seeing from your team there at that point?
We came out of that timeout, and I just tell them we have to compete every single point because they're not going to give it to us. They never gave it to us one single point. You know, we had to work for everything that we had. We kind of had to be really active on our hitting, which we weren't. We threw a lot of free balls. So I feel like that's where they took the advantage in that second set, was just they were swinging at us constantly, so we were just playing defense.
With the loss tonight, ends the season here down in Adel. What was the message of the team when you talked to them in the locker room just now?
Just that I'm really proud of the girls and everything that we have done this season. Thanking the seniors for such a great year, and for those underclassmen to remember this feeling and how bad it stinks to have this feeling in pit of your gut saying what could we have done and how much that we need to work harder going into next season.
For the seniors on this team, what did it mean to coach them this year in 2023, which is your first season, but you've been a part of this program for more?
It's really fun to see them develop and to see how far they have grown this year, and it's going to be tough because we're going to miss them next year.
This season as a whole, you win a co-conference championship. What does this do as far as momentum for this program now?
We're not done yet. No, we have a lot of really good years coming up, and I'm really excited to see all the girls, our young sophomores, being able to establish placement next year on the court and just to see what these girls can do here on out.
2024, I know it's a little bit early to think about it. You know, your second year, you'll be a seasoned veteran as a coach. What do you look forward to most about this group moving into your second season as head coach?
Just to have my message go through that we're going to compete every single game, no matter what, and that we don't give up, and we are going to have to create a lot of grit going into this summer and pushing the girls really hard in the weight room so we're not always going to be the tallest. We never have been the tallest. So be able to jump and be able to compete against those really seasoned teams. So that's kind of what our focus is going into next year.
Coach, final thoughts on 2023, your first year as head coach with this group.
I'm really proud of the girls and all the things that they have accomplished with co-champs for conference, and, you know, especially to win our first round game, but to come to ADM and fall in three. They're a great team, and I'm proud of the girls.
And for you, to be head coach of your alma mater, now already have one season under your belt, what's the feeling? I know it's a tough one.
It's a good feeling because I learned a lot about myself, and I learned about coaching and what the do's and the don'ts and how much I should push myself and all the things that I need to do moving forward to make myself a better coach.
Appreciate you joining us here, Coach. Tough loss here to end the year, but congratulations on a co-conference championship this year and making it back to a regional semifinal matchup here again this year in 2023.
Thank you.
And best of luck coming up in 2024. It'll be here before we know it.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our next guest is Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt football team fell in their regular season finale 26-7 at Webster City Friday night. With the loss, Humboldt wrapped up the regular season at 5-4 overall and 3-2 in the district. I caught up with Elman after the loss.
You know, I thought we definitely had some opportunities early. Our kids played hard. They did everything that they could to be successful. I think the biggest thing is just going back and seeing on film what adjustment they made. Because, man, it looked like for the first two drives, we were moving the football pretty well. Just had a couple of mishaps after that. And, you know, kind of they got ahead and we had to chase a little bit. And that's just not where we really wanted to be. I'm so proud of our kids. I mean, they did everything they could to be successful tonight. And worked hard all week in practice, you know, and just a testament to their hard work and the growth and maturity maturity they've made over the course of the year, over the course of the season. So we got nothing to be ashamed of. Webster City's a darn good football team, and we gave them everything we had.
So, Coach, you go up by that touchdown there, feeling pretty good. You're up 7-0, and then to be down 12-7 at half, what was the message to the team in the locker room?
You know, I think that the biggest thing that we talked about in the locker room was just doing your job, you know, being assignment sound, because what we saw, you know, from the huddle sideline is we had guys that were just kind of bouncing out a little too far, or a little too in too far. So it's just trusting that assignment, getting to your spot, not worrying about the ball, worrying about your spot. Because once they saw, and once Coach Howard sees that you're coming inside too far, he's going to go outside. Once he sees it go outside too far, he's going to go inside. He's really good at those in-game adjustments with his offense. And we just had some guys that needed to make sure they were just a gap over a little bit better defensively. And then offensively, they thought if they bring a ton of pressure, they'd get stops, and that's what they did. I mean, we were able to get some big plays, some good plays, and then all of a sudden they'd bring, you know, four guys to the same side, and they kind of overwhelmed us at times. Just things we couldn't pick up very well.
Coach, you're going up against one of the better running backs here in the state, Jackson Cherry. How do you think your team managed handling that challenge?
You know, I think we had some good stops, and then there were some times where he definitely broke loose. And I think the biggest thing that we've seen, you know, Coach Wickett probably talked about it, but the biggest thing we've seen with Jackson Cherry is if you have him going sideline to sideline, you can get him stopped. Once he turns those shoulders forward, that is a ton of strength and a ton of mass coming at you really, really fast. And you got to tackle him low. And if you don't tackle him low, there's a good chance you're bouncing off of him. And so it's definitely one of those things where you know, a guy like that, you have to stay low on him. And when we got him low, we did a good job.
Offense stalled out a little bit here tonight. What were you seeing on the field that you weren't able to execute moving down the field here against Webster City in the latter stages of the game?
The one thing I thought that we did pretty well is we were able to run back to the weak side, and that gave us some success. And it's just they would overwhelm. Anytime we pulled, they would overwhelm that gap we pulled from and bring a ton of pressure there. And we just didn't do a very good job of picking that pressure up. And that happens, you know, sometimes with some young guys and you know, guys starting for the second time in their career and things like that. So, you know, it's that continued growth. And, you know, again, I still say that our kids are growing. They're getting better. They get better every week. And they've got a lot. It's tough. It's a tough loss. It's a tough, you know, rivalry loss. But they played really, really hard tonight, you know, and we're going to find out real soon if what our playoff fate is. Just be traveling somewhere. But, you know, I still can't say enough good things about our kids and how hard they've played this year, you know. And I say it every week, but I totally mean it. I love these guys. I'd do anything for every one of them, and I know they'd do anything for each other. There's a great group of kids that work hard and play hard and have fun together.
Coach, what was the message to the group when you took some time there after the handshake line to this team?
You know, just that. You know, you've worked your tail off for nine weeks, and you know, you probably had the cards stacked against you for the schedule-wise from the beginning, and they fought hard and earned five victories and played against really, really good quality opponents. They got to take pride in what they've done this year, and I think that's the biggest thing. Is sometimes it's hard when it's right here, but when we look back at the past 12 weeks, you know, counting camp, when we look back at everything that they've done from week one of camp till now, I just, it's amazing how much growth this group of kids has made.
Final thoughts from tonight.
Proud. I mean, that's what it comes down to, man. And go out and just show our style of football and show that we can play hard against anybody in the state.
Coach, appreciate you joining us here. No tough loss, but looking forward to where we'll be next week with this group.
Thanks for having me on. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Ellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.